let's move on now and talk about another scenario that's not at all uncommon. And this is another case that we asked Matt for. This man in his late 40s, and adenocarcinoma of the lung, targetable lesion, in this case, an ALK translocation, extensive bone and liver mets, as is often the case. But 1.9 centimeter right temporal lesion, 4.1 centimeter frontoparietal lesion, both with significant edema. However, the patient was asymptomatic. So the question is, what would you do with a patient like that? The audience was kind of split, a little bit more going for systemic therapy with alectinib. So when we asked the faculty, they were kind of split between surgery and alectinib. And I think you had down there neurosurgery. Does that sound right?
Yeah. You know, I think large tumors like this, you can clearly get into trouble very quickly. Even though this patient's asymptomatic, a 4-centimeter metastasis is a large metastasis and one I really feel like we need to deal with. The use of an ALK TKI in this context is, of course, you know, great, and you're going to see a response most of the time. I'm going to say 70% of the time we're going to see a great response. But when you have something so big, in that context, I would go for neurosurgery, if it's safe, of course, because I think that you're going to have the best outcome for the patient. Now, of course, in the real world, these decisions are not completely separate. And you may start the patient on alectinib and send them to the neurosurgeon. And the neurosurgeon will see them and they'll plan the surgery for a few days later. And, you know, maybe they've gotten a few days of alectinib prior and, you know, you'll begin the process of shrinking the cancer. But you give yourself a safety margin, a little bit more comfort by taking out the brain metastasis. And of course, the other thing to emphasize is that since it's so large, the 4-centimeter lesion, it's harder to do stereotactic radiosurgery for a tumor like that. There's clear data that the larger the tumor, the lower the local control rate, and the larger the tumor, the higher the rate of radiation necrosis. So for a big tumor like this, neurosurgery is the way to go, if it can be safely done.
Incidentally, we were talking about radionecrosis before. Do you use anything to treat it? Corticosteroids, anything?
So steroids are the first line treatment for radiation necrosis. And if you can turn things around quickly with that, then you're in a good spot. But of course, steroids have long-term challenges. And so if a patient has persistent symptoms of radiation necrosis, then we sometimes will use bevacizumab. There are NCCN recommendations to use bevacizumab. And so typically we can get it reimbursed and there's some value in that.
So we asked a bunch of scenarios similar to the EGFR scenarios we just went through with ALK and got very, very similar answers. So from your point of view, do you think the paradigm with ALK and EGFR and management of brain mets is about the same?
Yeah, I think it really is the same. Both with EGFR and ALK, we've seen development of the latest TKIs that we're currently using as first-line drugs with TKIs that work well in the CNS. So they're parallel therapeutic options, so I think we take parallel strategies.